Under cover of Sri Lanka's civil war, Christians feel the heat of persecution. Financial workers are turning to God for solace as the U.S. economy fails, and forgiveness and love replace messages of hate and destruction in Rwanda. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The shadow of Sri Lanka's violence is growing as the civil unrest spreads. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says in the last 2 months, there's been a trend signaling an escalation against believers, too.
There's a lot of pressure against believers in Sri Lanka not to be bold in their witness, to stay out of sight and not challenge the authorities there. Buddhist monks are involved in the attacks. They're leading the mob. They feel like their power is waning.
Arson is often used to shut ministries down.
So very much a sense of destroying the building, but more importantly, trying to move the people out of the area, keep them from meeting together, keep there from being a Christian presence in that particular area. Christians have to decide, am I going to follow the scriptural mandate to talk about my faith, to invite others to be in fellowship with Christ, or am I going to be intimidated and be silent?
VOM is helping the church rebuild, but there's more needed.
We can pray for stability in the country. We can pray that government authorities and police will enforce the laws as they exist and will provide some protection for churches and for Christians.
Next, in India, Far East Broadcasting Company is restoring hope to flood victims. When mass flooding occurred in late August, FEBC responded quickly with news updates on custom radio programs. FEBC President Greg Harris explains the purpose of the company's involvement.
Once the disaster begins to subside, people will remember that they were hearing these really helpful, really encouraging, hopeful kind of broadcasts at a time when they were suffering, and the goal is that they will begin to listen long-term to the programs that are really preaching the gospel.
The post-disaster radio broadcast had a tremendous response that FEBC hopes to replicate in other countries experiencing crises. FEBC has a few needs, though, to reach that goal.
We need people to pray that the governments will be open to allowing us to establish a temporary local station in a disaster area.
Go to our website if you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Greater Europe Mission is hosting a day of prayer on October 23rd and hoping to have at least 10,000 participants. GEM President Henry Deenan says prayer for Europe is desperately needed.
821 million people in Europe. If you add in the countries of North Africa and Turkey, you're pushing up toward a billion people. Most say that some 1% to 2% of that number are followers of Jesus. So the need in Europe is overwhelming. The power of prayer is so clear.
GEM plans to send teams to work specifically in Muslim areas in the near future, but believes that prayer needs to be the foundation for that work.
We want to see lives change. We really believe that God is going to move in response to the prayers of His people, and that excites us.
For details on the GEM prayer effort, go to our website. Elsewhere, Southern Baptists have worked with a partner to produce material focusing on the biblical principles of money management. Written by Crown Financial Ministries, these 30-day devotionals aim to help church members become financially responsible and reduce debt. The project was triggered by a rise of financial workers and traders who were seeking God as the government struggles with a rescue plan for Wall Street. Pray for wise stewardship of God's resources. And in Rwanda, faith comes by hearing is proclaiming the hope of Jesus Christ to a broken land. 14 years ago, brutal massacres triggered by clashes between rival gangs left a million people dead. Now, villagers gather from miles around to listen to the gospel on a self-powered listening device provided by the ministry. They then discuss what they've heard in groups, and killers are finding forgiveness for their sins. Many have come to accept Christ. Pray for continued healing. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book, Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that'll fuel your hunger to get to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or by clicking the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.